From the Word of God, the book of Romans, chapter 7, beginning at verse 14. So the trouble is not with the law, for it is spiritual and good. The trouble is with me, for I am all too human, a slave to sin. I don't really understand myself, for I want to do what is right, but I don't do it. Instead, I do what I hate. But I know that what I'm doing is wrong, this shows that I agree that the law is good. So I'm not the one doing wrong. It is the sin that is living in me that does it. And I know that nothing good lives in me. That is in my sinful nature. I want to do what is right, but I can't. I want to do what is good, but I don't. I don't want to do what is wrong, but I do it anyway. But if I do what I don't want to do, I am not really the one doing wrong. It is sin living in me that does it. I have discovered this principle of life, that when I want to do what is right, I inevitably do what is wrong. I love God's law with all my heart, but there is another power within me that is at war with my mind. This power makes me a slave to the sin that is still within me. Oh, what a miserable person I am. Who will free me from this life that is dominated by sin and death? Thank God. The answer is in Jesus Christ our Lord. So, you see how it is. In my mind, I really want to obey God's law, but because of my sinful nature, I'm a slave to sin. So, now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Jesus Christ. And because you belong to Him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin and leads to death. The law of Moses was unable to save us because of this weakness of our sinful nature. So God did what the law could not do. He sent His own Son in a body like the bodies we sinners have. In that body, God declared an end to sin's control over us by giving His Son as a sacrifice for our sins. He did this so that the just requirement of the law would be fully satisfied for us who no longer follow our sinful nature, but instead follow the Holy Spirit. This is the Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be unto God. Because so much of New Orleans is below sea level, and the water is held back by levees, in the olden days, they had a problem with cemeteries. Coffins would be buried, but every time there came a heavy rain, the coffins would float to the surface and just float around the cemetery. Sins are like that in my life, and perhaps in yours. Now, Paul is writing somewhere around 58 AD to 60 AD, roughly 30 years after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. It's believed that he's writing from Corinth, and he writes a letter that is considered the greatest single document that was ever written. It's a document that caused Augustine and Martin Luther and John Wesley to find Jesus. It's a document that John Bunyan read in prison that caused him to write Pilgrim's Progress. And in the passage we study today, Paul is talking about his present life as a believer. And I recommend sometime before we meet again that you go home and you read the passage that I read just as though you're talking to yourself and speaking about yourself. And I've been reading it over and over again this week, and I'm reading Paul's words, but I'm hearing what David is doing and what David is saying and what David is thinking. And Paul says, and as a believer, I agree with this, there are two natures in me. And by application, two natures in all of us. I am in agreement with the law, Paul says. I know it is of God and I know it is good, but it condemns me. I find in my own life that I struggle. That what I would do and what I intend to do and what I desire to do, I don't do. And I find myself that what I don't want to do and what I do not desire to do and what is contrary to the nature of Christ that lives in me, I find myself doing. A mature Christian? That's right. Paul says, this is the struggle that I experience, even as I write to you there in Rome, in this greatest document that was ever written. I have discovered, Paul said, there is nothing good in me. I have seen the struggle. I have found that to live a Christian life, I have a personal inability to do it on my own, although I confess Christ. Apart from the Holy Spirit, apart from Jesus Christ, the life I profess, the life that I claim, I have no ability to live it. Apart from the Holy Spirit, apart from Jesus. And that's the struggle. And remember, he said the law is good. Now, as Paul Harvey used to say, I'm going to tell you more than I know. You may have heard of some of these diseases. Rheumatoid arthritis. Systemic lupus erythematosus. Systemic scleroderma, rheumatic fever, Sjogren's syndrome. They are among a group of diseases that are called the connective tissue diseases. And here's where it gets complicated. What they have found in the case of these connective tissue diseases is that the person who has the disease, and medical scientists say that 1 in 10 Americans have one or the other of them, whether they realize it or not, the body produces protein against not foreign matter, but against that body itself. You know, when you get a cut, your body will send antibodies to that place to fight the infection, to fight the germs, to fight whatever. If you are exposed to flu, your body will send antibodies to fight the flu. That's the normal process. But what they've discovered with these connective tissue diseases is that the body produces antibodies not to foreign protein, but to the body itself. And what that means is, to put it simply, the person with one of those diseases is allergic to himself. His body is fighting against itself. And there's some cure, some hope, but no long-lasting cure. Self-defeating. Now, leaving that, let's go back to Romans. And Paul says, one moment I have peace with me, and the next minute I don't. Am I losing my mind? Well, he's not losing his mind, and if you find a struggle going on inside of you like I frequently do, you're not losing your mind, but you are experiencing what every believer in Jesus Christ has experienced, is experiencing, or will experience so long as we live on this earth. We're experiencing what it is to live with the old you, who is constantly in contact with the new you. The old you had doubts, the you before he came to Christ. The new you has faith. The old you is preoccupied with personal guilt. The new you is preoccupied with personal forgiveness. The old you is preoccupied with hate and resentment. The new you is preoccupied with love and forgiveness. The old you serves Satan. The new you serves Christ. And if you're a new person in Jesus Christ, that new person is in constant conflict with the old person. The old you hangs around. The old you continues to live in the same person as the new you, and that's the dilemma. And what they found in the case of certain of these connective tissue diseases, every Christian has found in his or her own life, I am allergic to me. You understand that the new you in Jesus Christ is allergic to the old you in Satan. And that's why Paul said, and that's why as believers so often we feel like a battleground. I'm driving me up the wall, not hassling with anyone else, just with me. And when you come to Christ, did you realize that you were changing gods and nothing less radical? The old you is competing with the new self. Jesus is allergic to Satan. Satan is allergic to Jesus. The change of gods is not easy. And if we're told that, it's a lie, and so horribly misleading. So much so that Paul says, what I want to do, I don't. What I don't want to do, I do. And he says, I agree with the Lord. But so often I find in myself, I'm not doing what I want, and I find myself doing what I don't want to do. The Bible tells us to put off the old man, the old woman, and to put on the new. It's not talking about changing clothes. It's a new self. It's a change of life. But sometimes I say yes when I should say no, and sometimes I say no when I should say yes. And if that ever sounds like you, do you undersell the forgiveness of Christ? Do you hang on to the defeated life as opposed to the victorious life? Do you hang on to your past that held no future instead of your future that holds such promise? And maybe you feel like you've come into a courtroom and you offer a testimony on your behalf, a testimony for the defense. And every time a witness speaks up for you, the prosecution brings in another witness to speak against you. And with this going on, Paul says, where is my hope? And then he cries out, bless the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, for there is no condemnation, despite the fact that we've sinned. There's no longer death in me, but life and peace in Jesus Christ. How do we have peace? How do we have this life? How do we have victory? Paul says it's in Jesus Christ. A poll was taken. Simple question. What is important? And out of those who responded, 63% of Americans said, what is important? I am. They see the object of life as personal happiness, personal fulfillment, nothing to do whatsoever with the Lord. And contrary to that, Paul says, this is what I've found. I don't feel that I've already attained, but I press on towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. How did Paul get there? Without a struggle? Absolutely not. With a struggle that never ceases, because the old nature, which is of Satan, continues in every believer the contest with the new nature, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. Perhaps you thought, maybe Paul made it, but there are times I don't think I can. Let's get this straight. He who is in the believer, every believer, is stronger than he who is in the world. The Christian wins. In Jesus Christ, he cannot lose. Why? Because in the struggle, as believers, we recognize that our weakness is that apart from the Holy Spirit in Christ, we can do nothing that is right. And because of that, we cling to Christ and say, through you strengthening me, I can do all things. That's the victory note in the Christian life. It's a struggle. It never lets up, but it sure is worth it. Witness for the defense. Witness for the prosecution. Conclusion. Spirit is willing. Flesh is weak. Condemnation. There is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Case dismissed.